Yesterday was the beginning of National School Choice Week, celebrated each year in January. The purpose of National School Choice Week is to raise awareness about what some call the need for more educational options for all children. Here in Wisconsin, education is a really hot topic. There's a new committee in the state Senate that will address education issues, and Republicans have already released a controversial school accountability bill. We want to hear from you on this. What do you think about expanding education options for students in Wisconsin? Are you a fan of, say, voucher schools or public charter schools? Parents, what kind of school do your children attend? How's it going? Do you wish there were more options where you are? Call 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234. Or post on the Central Time Facebook page. Terry Brown is with us now to talk about National School Choice Week and the status of school choice here in Wisconsin. Terry is the Vice President of School Choice Wisconsin. Terry, thanks a lot for joining us.
Hey, thanks for having me on today.
So what exactly is National School Choice Week?
Well, it's just what you described before. It's 1 week out of every year where we raise public awareness to the options that are available to parents. And it's a nonpartisan and a nonpolitical effort. And it embraces all the different forms of school choice. So in Wisconsin, for instance, we have our great public schools. We have district charters. We have independent charter schools in Milwaukee and Racine. And then we have inter-district transfer, open enrollment, which now is about 40,000 students in Wisconsin using public school choice. And then there's the private and religious school choice program here in Wisconsin in Milwaukee, Racine, and then a statewide program.
So what kind of events are happening in Wisconsin this week to promote and raise awareness of school choice?
Well, there's a number of schools and then local communities that are supportive of school choice having events around the state. And then on Thursday, we'll have a larger event at the state capitol at noon. And we'll be bringing in folks from the private and religious school program, the virtual school community, the charter school community, and just a number of students from those different sectors of education will be there to sing and to perform and to just talk about how options have improved their lives.
Well, what do you see as the benefits of having this variety of school options here in the state?
Well, because every child is different and every family is different in terms of what they want in terms of their child's education. And so we want to empower parents and kind of remove the financial obstacles for parents to be able to choose the school that they feel is best for their own children. And lots of parents are looking for a specific type of curriculum, or they're looking for schools whose character formation and worldview is determined by the parents but then supported by the school. So we just want parents to be in charge of where their children go to school. I think we can all agree that parents have probably the best insight on their own children and in which sector would best be utilized to support the parents' vision of their child and that child's education.
Well, one concern is often that the more effort you put into alternatives to public schools, essentially it's a zero-sum game. You're taking things out of public schools where most of the students still are. Are we ultimately leaving some kids behind in those public schools?
Well, you know, the state of Wisconsin doesn't fund districts or particular schools. It funds children. And so even if for, you know, more than a century there was a monopoly on that funding only to the traditional public schools, that type of system no longer is desired by the populace, and it is no longer required. So we have great private schools, we have great charter options, we've got great public schools throughout the state, and we need all those sectors to be healthy. And anytime you have a little bit of competition, it always helps everybody across all sectors to improve their programming and make sure that they're really responding to what parents want for the education of their child. So is it the case that if students leave a traditional public school and go to a private school, will that district have less money? Yes. But the same thing happens if someone were to leave the private school and move to the public school. That district would gain a student. So I think if everything is working well at the local public school, then I don't think that they have anything to be worried about. But if things aren't perfect and parents are looking for something different, then they'll have to respond to those requests of the parents. Otherwise, the parents will use their own rights and abilities to move over to a private school, a charter school, or a virtual school.
Now, the Wisconsin program that funds voucher schools, this is vouchers for families to be able to afford private schools, has a cap of 1,000. Some Wisconsin lawmakers, 1,000 students around the state, some Wisconsin lawmakers have talked about raising that cap. Are you hoping to see that happen, and are you optimistic that it will happen?
Well, yeah, we're hopeful, of course, because that's what we work for, to make sure that, you know, really it's kind of a rather small number of kids when you think about the entire state outside of Wisconsin and Racine have only 1,000 spots available for the families across the vast majority of our state. So, yes, we're hopeful that we will see an increase in the number of families that can participate in the Wisconsin Parental Choice Program. And so we would like to see every family in the state have that opportunity.
Well, let's go to our callers. We've got Pete on the line in Mount Sterling. Pete, hi.
Hey, how you doing? Thanks for taking my call.
What do you think about this?
I guess I have some issues with this. I've been pretty active in my local school district, and I question the legislature presenting separate standards for accountability and for measuring a school's success rate. If it's a private school, they're proposing a separate type of assessment than if it's a public school. And then a second point that I thought I'd bring up is accountability. I work in state government, and I see the contractors finish their contract, they do their thing, but then they're not held accountable after that. And I think the school boards, local school boards elected to have oversight on the schools, provide a really good accountability that the school's doing what they're supposed to be doing besides the state oversight.
Pete, thanks a lot for the call. So what do you make of that, Terry, the accountability issue? Are we comparing apples to oranges? This has been a big issue this year and in years past.
Yeah, it's a little bit of an apples to oranges comparison, because remember, no one has ever assigned to a private or religious school. The parents themselves make that decision to enroll their child in a private or religious school, or to do open enrollment through the public districts, or to choose a charter. But specifically with the parental choice program, no one is assigned. And private schools have been accountable to their constituents, their parents, since they started. And so private schools and religious schools have to keep parents happy with the product that they're receiving, or they just leave to go to another school, and there's immediate financial consequences for doing that. So private schools are accountable to the parents that choose to go to their school. We participate and have, quite honestly, over the years, put lots of safeguards in place on the program where we've seen areas where we need improvement in terms of accountability, like accreditation and financial audits. We have worked to put all those things in place, and so I think we just need to keep working to let parents hold schools accountable, no matter what the particular sector that school is in.
But wouldn't it make sense to have all schools? I mean, if we're going to have accountability measures, wouldn't it make sense to have all schools use the same ones, whether that's student testing, teacher evaluation, you name it, and then the parents acting as consumer can look at their public school, their charter school, their voucher school, whatever, and compare apples to apples in that case?
Yeah, absolutely. We are in favor of that. So we will be participating in the report card system that can provide information on any publicly funded student throughout the state and what school they go to and how that school is doing with those particular students. So we will be participating in that. And it's just a matter of having enough data available, enough years for the state to produce a report card for those schools that choose to participate in the parental choice program. But we don't want to create a second public school system. We have a public school system that works very well doing what it does. But it doesn't make any sense for us to just repeat the same set of regulations and move that on to the private schools, because that it's supposed to be a different option. They're supposed to function differently and respond differently to parents than the traditional public school.
We're talking to Terry Brown of School Choice Wisconsin about National School Choice Week. It kicked off yesterday, and we're taking your calls. What do you think about school choice? Do you want to see more options, more charter schools in your area, more support, maybe state vouchers for private schools in your part of the state? Teachers, what do you think about this, whether you teach at a public school, a charter, a voucher school? Parents, what kind of options do you want for your kids? We're continuing our conversation now with Terry Brown of School Choice Wisconsin, talking about National School Choice Week, which kicked off yesterday, and the state of school choice in Wisconsin. You can join in now at 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234, or post on the Central Time Facebook page. We'll go right back to our callers. We've got Darren on the line in Mondovi. Darren, hi.
Hi there. Thanks for taking my call. I guess my comment was, I'm not so sure when your guests aren't sure that these two systems can compete. That's going to make them compete, and that's a healthy deal. But what if they are not able to compete with each other on a fair ground? I mean, I don't think public schools can compete with private or charter schools or whatever. And then my second comment is, I think the public school needs a lot of work in Wisconsin. I'm a 23-year-old male, and in my experience, you know, I'm a smart individual, but the public school, it fails a lot of people. I've witnessed it fail a lot of people. There's a standard model, and it doesn't deviate from that at all. And I think we need to focus more on our public schools than choosing other schools. Let the parents who want to send their students there pay that money and not use their tax money.
Darren, thanks for the call. So Terry, Darren worried about the public schools, but he says the solution is fix the public schools, not put more into options to them.
Well, you know, the private schools in the parental choice program receive significantly less funding than the traditional public schools receive from the state and local taxpayers. So I think there's plenty of resources for the schools, the traditional public schools, to work on improvement and work on parent satisfaction. So it just doesn't seem to me like any parent should be required to go to a particular school. If we are all paying taxes, then those tax dollars should be directed by the parent to the school that they think works best for their child. And then those schools will then be accountable to the parents. And that will do more than any report card. The key here is to make sure that every school in every sector is beholden to the parent and the success of the students in that school according to the parent's vision for that success.
Terry, before we get back to callers, how would you compare the state of school choice in Wisconsin to other states around the country?
Well, we were the first program in the country in 1990. The program started in Milwaukee, and now it's grown to about 28,000 students throughout the state, 1,000 in this statewide program outside of Milwaukee, and we're seeing with about 150 schools. So we've traditionally been the largest choice program using vouchers in the country, but we've had some from some states. Louisiana is a nice statewide program, and Indiana will probably surpass Wisconsin this year in terms of the size of their voucher program. I'm actually in Minnesota right now, so I will be meeting with folks who are interested in school choice here in Minnesota. So we just see the spreading all over the country. We have about 18 states with voucher programs, and more to come as parents realize this opportunity to determine the course of their child's education.
Back to our callers now. We're talking to Terry Brown, Vice President of School Choice Wisconsin. We've got Ellen on the line in Milwaukee. Ellen, hi.
Hi, thank you for taking my call. I would just like the guest to address private schools' flexibility in accepting or not accepting a student attending their school. I always feel like whether it's for special needs or other issues, private schools have that ability to say no, where public schools need to accept every student.
Ellen, thanks for that call. Is that a problem, Terry?
No, Ellen, I hear that around the state quite a bit, but the reality is that when a student applies to participate in a parental choice program, the only denial for that child can be that they weren't a resident of the particular district. So in the statewide program, they'd have to be a resident of the state of Wisconsin, and they have to be within certain income guidelines. Those are the only two ways
that a child can be cannot receive a voucher for which they've qualified. Now, the reality is that we would like to serve more special needs children throughout the state, and we work every legislative session to provide a voucher amount that will help and assist with working with special needs children. But we think there's about 8-9% of the kids in our schools right now have a need, and we'd like to serve more. But of course, we are blocked each session by the School Administrators Association and the School Boards Association and the public school structure. So on the one hand, we can be criticized for not serving more. We'd like to, but it's repeatedly blocked at the legislative level.
Ellen, thanks for the call. We'll go to Mark in Cottage Grove now. Mark, hi.
Hi. Thanks for taking my call. One point that I wanted to raise is, if you look at colleges these days, I mean, I went to college at a pretty key time where you went from dorms that were about 10 by 10 in a bunk bed to these kind of elaborate suites. And I found that people coming into school, they looked at these dorm suites and they were more excited by that than the education they were getting. And they were more excited by the look of the academic buildings than the professors there. And it seems like now in colleges, there's almost an arms race of superficiality instead of depth. And I feel like if you introduce a bunch of competition into elementary schools and things like that, you're just going to get more elaborate buildings and things that might look nice, but is it really going to help the quality of the education?
Mark, thanks a lot for the call. So competition could lead to an arms race, not of quality, but of bells and whistles that can lure families to pick one school over another, Terry.
Yeah, I suppose that's possible with a certain segment of parents, but not broadly. I mean, the reality is that private schools around the state are very, very careful with their dollars, and they're the ones saving the the copier paper that's been printed on one side for coloring in the kindergarten the next day. So private schools are very, very efficient with their money. Even the most well-funded private schools are still basic in terms of their building structures and their athletic fields, and so I don't think the public schools are going to be receiving competition for those particular attributes of the school. I think that families with their children in public schools are looking for a good basic formation in academics as well as character formation and the idea of service to the broader community. So I think private schools will be able to compete on those fronts, and it won't be over facilities. But let me just say, too, that my own children go to the Wauwatosa Public Schools. So everyone in the state, no matter where we send our kids, we need healthy public schools. We also need healthy private schools. But the reality is that in most communities, there isn't a private high school for students to attend. So even those children who attend private grade schools will be in the district at the high school level. And I think if you talk to superintendents around the state, they're very happy to have those children who are formed in private schools come into the public high school. And many times you'll find the valedictorians and other leaders in the school have come out of those private schools. It's just a really great formation for young kids.
Terry, thanks a lot for joining us today.
You bet. Thanks so much.
That's Terry Brown. He is Vice President of School Choice Wisconsin. He was talking with us about National School Choice Week. And as he mentioned, if you'll be in the Madison area this Thursday, there will be a National School Choice Week event at noon at the Capitol. More info about the event they have at schoolchoicewi.org.